Welcome to the Plan B CRNA podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Jones, and I'm so excited that you're here. The Plan B CRNA podcast is the only show made specifically for nurse anesthetists who are exploring options outside of their traditional career paths. This is the place to expand your mind and your goals as we uncover new ways to produce side income together. The mindset that we bring to any situation plays a key part in overcoming challenges and really enjoying our unique paths in life. On Thoughtful Thursdays, I like to explore emotional topics that are relevant to CRNAs and other providers. I think of this as my therapy, and I hope you learn some tips and tricks that you can use along your own journey. This episode is brought to you by OnCall Capital. OnCall Capital is dedicated to educating CRNAs and other healthcare providers about investing outside of the traditional stock market. OnCall Capital also provides opportunities for you, yes you, to create passive income and generational wealth while also lowering your taxable income through investments in the apartment and alternative investment spaces. If you haven't hit subscribe yet, make sure you do that right now so that you don't miss an episode. Thanks so much for joining me today, and now on with the show. Welcome to Thoughtful Thursdays on the Plan B CRNA podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Jones, and as always, I like to start these episodes off with a quote that gets me thinking. Lyndon B. Johnson once said, "If one morning I walked on top of the water across the Potomac River, the headline that afternoon would read, President Can't Swim." Now, my youngest daughter, Isley, is 6 years old, and we've been working on swimming this summer. And there are times that she wants to take to it, and she does pretty well. And there are other times where she gets discouraged because she isn't where she wants to be yet. And that's particularly when I tell her that she can't join her older siblings in the deep end without her swim vest. Now, earlier in the summer, she was nervous about going to a friend's birthday party because all the other kids would know how to swim but her, and she had to wear a swim vest, and she didn't want to be made fun of, which is totally understandable. But I knew that regular time in the water would eventually get her to be more comfortable with swimming. And after a few weeks of regular pool and beach time, something clicked when we visited my uncle's pool. He showed her how to float on her back, but she was also finally able to ditch the floats and swim without them. And of course, she did that while I was in the bathroom changing into my swimming trunks and after I had told her that she couldn't be in the deep end without her floats on. Now, don't worry, there were other adults watching her while I was changing because, one, I asked them to, and two, I know my daughter, so I know that she tends to push limits. And no, her swimming isn't nearly perfect yet, and I continued to keep a close eye on her while she was swimming around the deep end without her floats on, but she was able to, you know, hang on without the floats for the most part. And let me just tell you how excited she was to tell everybody about that. As a parent, I'm always trying to pay attention to my kids and figure out how to best motivate them, whether that's excelling in school or just eating their vegetables. And this whole situation got me thinking that there are three main ways that motivation works. And I think this applies not only to parenting, but to everyday life in general. Number one, you can hear the chatter outside of you and you let it get you down. Number two, you hear the chatter and you ignore it. And you just keep doing you, baby. And number three, you hear the chatter and you use that to motivate you. So, you know, we would all like to think that we don't let others influence us. I don't care what other people think about me, we say as we log into Facebook and Instagram looking for posts that we've got likes and comments on. But if we're being honest, we have to admit that there are people and places and circumstances that can drive any of these three responses from us. And speaking of social media, I know that people are posting the best version of their life and leaving out the bad bits, but I still can't help but get down on myself sometimes if I spend too much time looking at other people's profiles. I mean, it seems like everybody is vacationing overseas, going to fancy dinners, and having monumental success. I mean, it's like all the time. But I can also hop onto social media and see inspirational posts and stories that make me literally want to jump up and do something. It often depends on my own mood at the time and whether or not I'm ready to receive whatever messages are out there. And like I mentioned with my daughter, there were times that she went through all three of these different motivational phases. At first, seeing other kids her age already swimming, combined with the fear of her friends laughing at her, was enough to really discourage her from even trying. Then that same fear became motivation, and she was begging me to practice swimming. And of course, I still had to enforce the whole swim vest, you know, float thingies, and I then became the chatter that she just ignored. You see, I was telling her that she wasn't ready yet to be in the pool without the floats on, and she basically ignored me and did her own thing. Coaches are always trying to find ways to motivate you to become the best version of yourself, but we all respond differently to different types of motivation. I mean, you could be a hard ass with some people while others need a gentler touch. Good coaches learn how to change their approach to their students, while others, you know, they may offer more of a one-size-fits-all approach. The key for me, though, has been learning the ways that I am the most motivated and then surrounding myself with the types of people and messages that service those parts of me, getting more in touch with my own emotions and my mental state at the moment. But it's also been important for me to actually learn how to tune out certain things in order to clear my mind and find the things that are important to me. In this fast-paced, ever-changing world of constant stimuli, slowing down a bit has actually helped me to better focus on the things that I actually want in life rather than allowing outside influences to steer me one way or the other. Motivation is important, but it can't be the only thing that spurs us to action. The thing that eventually got my daughter over the hump with swimming was consistent exposure to the water. In that same way, consistency despite motivation is the true measure of how much we can actually hope to accomplish. And that doesn't mean I'm knocking motivation at all. It's a very necessary thing. But when we're regularly taking action and seeing our goals come to fruition, we become less and less reliant on outside motivation to move us one way or the other. So the question is, are you surrounding yourself with the right motivation? Are you in touch with yourself enough to know either way? And have you been consistent with your actions lately? These things may ultimately be the difference between whether you sink or swim. As always, I do have some links in the show notes to help you discover what motivates you and to also help you with consistency in action. And you can also check out the following books: Drive, The Surprising Truth About What Motivates Us by Daniel H. Pink. The author argues that the secret to high performance and satisfaction is the deeply human need to direct our own lives, to learn and create new things, and to do better by ourselves in the world. Master Your Motivation, A Practical Guide to Unstick Yourself, Build Momentum, and Sustain Long-Term Motivation by Thibaut Maurice and Carrie Donovan. In this book, you'll get straightforward instructions on how to build motivation and overcome procrastination, allowing you to remove the guilt and move forward with your life. And finally, The 1% Rule, How to Fall in Love with the Process and Achieve Your Wildest Dreams by Tommy Baker. Here you'll learn a daily system that helps you to shut out the noise, close the gap without the crushing pressure that often leads to less inspiration, and take one step forward every single day. That's going to do it for today's show. If you enjoyed what you heard, make sure you hit subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. And I'd love to hear what you thought of the show, so you can put those comments and any other questions you have in your review. If you're interested in passive income opportunities with Tax Advantage Real Estate, visit my website at www.oncallinvestments.com or reach out to me via Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. This is Bobby Jones signing off. Until next time, stay safe and take care of each other out there. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Plan B CRNA podcast. If you haven't already subscribed and reviewed the show, I'd be honored if you took the extra time. It really helps to expand our reach and get the word out about the show. If you're a CRNA who is interested in sharing your story on our podcast, I'd love to have you. Please email me at bobby@oncallinvestments.com for more information. This episode was brought to you by OnCall Capital. They are dedicated to helping providers like you develop passive income and generational wealth through investments in the apartment and alternative investment spaces. Feel free to check out their website at www.oncallinvestments.com and subscribe to their free educational email series. You can find OnCall Capital on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also check out our YouTube page, where you'll find all of the show episodes along with other educational videos. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.